For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you're able to listen yesterday as we just kicked off James chapter 5. We are finishing the entire book of James, and you can always upload these for free by going to our website and click the radio menu page. There'll be brief glimpses of what we did in our class. Those are getting edited, the teachings from the class. Those will be available, all these announcements. And also, go to the website. I hope you're registering for our daytime retreat this fall, October the 25th. Held at Ormond Plantation. What a place. We went out there and had a ball. Fabulous food. They're giving us the entire place, and it will accommodate women from everywhere. And so we're very excited. The title, it's Time for a Timeout. And we just want to get you in the presence of God and feel His refreshing and give you some solid biblical teachings. And it's going to be a great time. So you go to my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and register. All right, James 5, we just began. Is anyone among you suffering? Another version says, are you in trouble? Let him pray. And I emphasized yesterday, look at the urgency, if you will. That's how I perceived it in my spirit when I was teaching it in the class. Instead of having a lull in between those sentences, I felt the Holy Spirit say, at the moment you sense the suffering or the trouble coming, pray. Don't let so much lull time go in between, brothers and sisters. And don't go get 10 opinions and then pray. Pray first, immediately. The word suffering there is trouble. And in the Greek, are you suffering misfortune? Are you in distress? Under stress, under tension? Pray. He then continues, call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he'll be forgiven. So when do we pray? Well, when we're in trouble, hurting emotionally, suffering. When else do we pray? When we're hurting physically. We call for the elders. We say, please help me, anoint me with oil. The prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The word sick there in the Greek literally means you're without strength, brothers and sisters. Man, you're just totally wasted. You're fatigued. Perhaps you're bedridden. You can't work. Call for the elders of the church. Get some help. You pray and then you call. Pray and then you call. And someone who knows what they're doing will come. They'll lay hands on you, as the scripture says. They'll anoint you with oil. They'll pray over you. And it says that prayer offered in faith is gonna save you, make you well. And then the third time we pray, when you're hurting spiritually, look at verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another. And here we go again. Pray for one another that you may be healed. Man, prayer, brothers and sisters, is the hallmark of maturity, isn't it? Prayer is mentioned in what I just have been reading 7 times. This is what James is saying. In an area of maturity, pray about some things. Don't just go and talk about them. Pray. Take them to God. So we pray when we're emotionally spent. Is anyone of you suffering or in trouble? We pray when we're physically gone, man. We just need help. Without strength, bedridden. Go to the elders. Get them to pray for you. And thirdly, we pray when we're hurting spiritually. Confess sin to one another so that you will get healed. You know, I want to say something about that, and I just feel real strongly about this. Oftentimes we suffer physical sickness because we are harboring something, you know, a hidden sin. We're so afraid to bring it to the light, and the enemy has a field day with us on this. Get it into the light, out into the open. Confess it to someone whom you can trust. Get it out. And the Bible says right here, confess it to one another and you will be healed. You get it out from that deep, dark, whatever that is in the corner. Get it out in the light. Expose it for what it is. Repent of it. You'll find healing, brothers and sisters. I just love that. So I'm going to continue tomorrow in the next part. Who can pray? Well, look at Elijah. He was a man with a nature like ours. We all can pray when we know Christ. Join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.